You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love.
I want.
That was Rich Man by the Climax Blues Band. We got an amazing selection of songs for you today. This is Rock and Ride, playing from 2 to 3 p.m. every Friday. Next up, we have She Took My Heart and Soul by the Premonitions.
Thank you.
That was Raise a Glass by the Soul Motivators. If you couldn't tell, we got a very blues set of songs for you this week. It's a great selection by the four of us here at Rock and Ride. This is CJSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. Last week, I talked about a naively hopeful proposition for a high-speed rail network between nearly all of the major American and Canadian cities. A very exciting update has come to light, and the potential for that high-speed rail dream to come true became more and more. Last week, on Friday the 8th of December, the U.S. Department of Transportation released an announcement from U.S. President Joe Biden of an $8 billion set of grants towards more intercity lines in the USA. If you listened in to Rock and Ride last week, you'll know just how excited I am to get this news, and I believe it could have a future impact on Canada. But for now, the rail will be built to connect a bunch of U.S. cities I don't go to. The planned rail, titled Brightline West, is projected to connect Las Vegas and Southern California with a 218-mile trip. That's 350 kilometers, by the way. As much as I'm talking about an American story, I still don't understand their units of measurement. Details haven't been specified yet, but it is estimated that the line will serve 11 million passengers every year. There is already one high-speed train line in the United States, a two-hour trip between Miami and Orlando, which reaches speeds of up to 200 kilometers an hour. That train was only recently opened, too, starting its public voyages in November of this year. In the first 16 days of trips, it served over 40,000 riders with an average cost of only $91. I really do think that this means a lot for potentially getting something similar in Canada in our lifetime. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that it won't change overnight, but within a few years, you're going to see some real noticeable improvements and some very exciting things. I really do hope we do see the same kind of noticeable improvements in Canada. Take, for example, the train line between Vancouver and Toronto. The four-day trip could cost upwards of $1,100. Compared to the four-hour plane trip, which could cost as little as $150, the train is simply not a viable option for typical travel. With a high-speed train, like we're seeing become more and more popular in the U.S., travel between the two cities could become the cheapest, most comfortable option. I really hope this trend towards high-speed trains continues unstoppably. My name is Sean McMeekin. This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University, and you're listening to Rock and Ride, playing every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., where we keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. Our next song here is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings by Nobody's Baby.
Yeah.
Sorry, bit of a mistake on our part there. That was Nobody's Baby by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Next up, we have Wave Babies by the Honeymoon Suite, the Baby Double Up. That was Wave Babies by Honeymoon Suite. This is CGSF 90.1. This is Rock and Ride. And a personal favorite of mine I've been bumping is this band called Beat Rodeo. And even though they aren't as popular as some of the most famous bands, you know, there have been, but to me, it just embraces the feeling of classic rock. And to be honest, they fit up there with all the great rock and roll stars. So
let me introduce It Could Happen Here by Beat Rodeo. Thank you.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive